Magic 106.7 Soft Rock collected into tears in heaven. Good morning, sir. Morning, Magic. Midweek, it is Wednesday. Amanda, this could be a little hard to sell Mrs. Excitement on this vacation that I see in the...
Well,
apparently the Patriot cheerleaders are off to Punta Cana again to do their calendar shoot.
Oh, calendar shoot.
And everybody's invited to join them. I guess it's a little travel journey, but...
she'd have to go along with you.
Well, sure she would. So yeah. We're going with it. To do what? Well, just look, you know.
it's a great deal.
Sure it is. But anyways, must be nice. Go do a calendar and you go someplace nice and warm this time of year. Oh, it's not till April 24th. Plenty of time to plan
a week-long adventure.
All right. In the meantime, cold here. Sun, clouds, windy, 39, 27 down the Back Bay at 106.7. The 99 has great deal. 558 at 106.7. Magic 106.7, Soft Rock UB40, and Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Well, sure, that's easier said than done, this love thing. Is it not, Amanda?
Yes, it sure is. By golly, perfect song. I guess.
Well, there's a point to this, but first I want to let you know. Sun and clouds today, windy and 39. We had a little snow yesterday, as I recall. Wow.
Yeah, it was nice, actually. It wasn't too heavy. It was just nice.
It was pretty,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It's kind of romantic. 27 now in the Back Bay at Magic 106.7. Speaking of which, that's okay. What we may have a point to be made here. Valentine's Day history now, right? But for next year, we have some dating advice for you from Amy Spencer, author of Meeting Your Half Orange. It's an utterly upbeat guide to using dating optimism to find your perfect match. And we'll find out what this dating optimism is next on Magic. I think it'll be fascinating.
Magic 106.7.
Magic 106.7, Soft Rock, The Fray. And you found me, ABBA and Dancing Queen. Good morning, 618, 18 after 6. Morning Magic, one-stop shopping for news, weather, traffic, and the most music of the morning. It's something I'm supposed to do next. What would that possibly be,
Amanda?
Well, I think
that's the song of the day for the family vacation to Walt Disney World, Mike.
That's it. I promise it each day, 620 and 750. We'll take care of that next. Thank you, Amanda.
Magic 4-day forecast.
Fox 25 meteorologist Cindy Fitzgibbon says today, sun and clouds. And windy, 39. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight wind, 43. Friday, morning flurries, then sun, 39. Saturday, mostly sunny, 42. It's 27 now in the Back Bay at the Magic 106.7. Doing a little traveling today. New York City, 36. Partly cloudy. Atlanta, 47. Sunny. And Vancouver, chance of rain, scattered clouds, 51. Again, 27 now in the Back Bay at Met.
Magic 106.7. Magic 106.7.
Magic 106.7, Soft Rock Toto and Africa. Kylie Minogue and Can't Get You Out of My Head. Good morning. This is Morning Magic at 641. Magic weather quickie, sun clouds, windy, 39 today. It's 27 now. We have very, very nice sunrise in the Back Bay at Magic 106.7. WeddingsByLauren.com. All right. Gay Vernon is off this week. Tita Gow is here. Amanda Giles is here. Our Morning Magic poll question is up and running, and we ask you, hey, what do you think?
Yeah, it's school vacation week, so I know this is a busy time for moms and dads and single parents as well. We asked who's watching the kids this week, school vacation week. And coming in with the largest percentage was kids are old enough to take care of themselves, which I guess is good.
You know, we should do another question. At what age are they old enough?
Yeah.
'Cause I'm
21.
I'm just curious. But that's the big percentage.
Yeah, maybe it's, you know, middle school kids. Mm-hmm. You know, you just trust that they can stay home for a little bit of time.
Our Morning Magic poll is sponsored by Tufts Health Plan. And again, you can check it out. Go to magic1067.com. Tina, what do you think about the...
Well,
the old enough thing.
I was home by myself pretty much most of the time because my parents always worked and I had babysitters, you know. So during school vacation week, I would just be home, watch the tube, or, you know, just chillax at home.
Chillax.
Chillax. You know, I did the same thing. Yeah. I was always involved with sports in high school. So, you know, it was like, you know, sometimes we would have practice and stuff like that. So we were busy. I mean, we just, you know, we tried not to get in trouble, I guess. But, you know, you try to occupy your time.
It's a vacation week, but you have things you have to do in the school year. All right. So that's the big percentage. Other is 23%. So.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of other kids that are doing sports and stuff like that, too. It seems like that's the third largest percentage. So you're busy when you're on school vacation week, even though.
If you haven't voted, do so. Go to magic1067.com.